Okay, so for those that were tuning in, you know, you may have caught something about what's going on with producer Eric and his mom, who's been deceased for 21 years. A woman that lives in Galveston who is a medium. A medium is a person that connects to the beyond. Contacted Eric to tell him that she had this awkward information and she didn't want to really email it to him, but his mom contacted her.
That freaked me out when I heard it. It was weird because I was eating my sandwich. I didn't hear my phone ring. I looked over and I'm like, what's this? And I heard the whole
phone call
message. And I'm like, I got to get her in here. She didn't ask to be on the radio or anything, but I'm like.
But you're choosing to find out the information on the air.
I don't know, because I didn't want to ask right then by myself.
Let's find out live on the air. First of all,
Heather Hildebrand is her name. Hi, Heather. Welcome to the Rule and Ryan Show.
Hi.
So you live in Galveston?
I live in Texas City.
Oh, Texas City.
Okay.
And you've been a medium for, like, how long? I mean,
discover your powers?
Well, I had a lot of experiences as a child, but it wasn't until probably about a year and a half before my dad passed that things really started kicking up, and I was really being prepared that my dad was going to pass.
But how old were you? Like, how many years ago was that?
It was before I turned, probably about 28, 27.
Okay. So, I don't know what that
11
means.
11 years ago.
You look like you're 29.
My dad died 11 years ago.
Okay, 11 years you've been able to do this. And so now you're saying that producer Eric's mom contacted you and you just didn't know really what to do.
Well, 3 years ago I was on the show. And so occasionally when I'm able to listen to the show in the mornings, I occasionally pick up little bits of information for actually Eric and Phoenix.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But I don't really feel, you know, always comfortable. You know, it does happen fairly frequently that I get unrequested messages for people. But I don't feel comfortable just calling in and saying, hey, this, that, and the other. But Saturday, it was really a lot more of information. And when I get a bulk of information, I know that the reason I get it is because I'm supposed to share it.
Well, maybe coming up next, you can share with everybody. I want to hear with everybody. I'm nervous.
Sure.
I'd be nervous, too. I'd be, like, already crying.
Nothing against you, because I don't know if I believe in mediums.
Oh, I respect that completely.
Is it just about
I didn't her? Believe... 15 years ago either.
Wow.
So I completely respect
because we've got a lot of people that want to call in and talk to you. I mean, do you think you could help anybody else as well?
I can try to do it as fast as I can.
Right. Okay, well, look, y'all can give us a call at 713-390-KRBE. We don't know how much time really we'll have for that because we got to get to Eric's message first. Man. And we're going to just see what we can do with Heather Hildebrand. She is a medium from Texas City, next on the Rule and Ryan Show. Okay, for those of you who maybe are just now waking up, just tuning in, getting your day going, all morning long we've been talking about producer Eric, because yesterday on his Twitter he revealed to our audience that he's going to have a medium come to our show today. Because I remember I was up and down, I go, what? What's this? I didn't know about this.
Tweet,
what are you talking about? Okay, Heather Hildebrand lives in Texas City, and 11 years ago she realized that she is getting a lot of information about... I guess, what is it, from people's family members or what, you're as a medium, and you have to just go with it, and this is what you do now. Right, Heather?
It is. That and really the angelic realm. All of my work is God-centered.
Wait, what's the angelic realm?
Well, I work a lot with the angels, you know, and if you talk about angels, they literally are messengers of God's love and light. And so I work a lot with the angelic realm, getting information for people as well. So I don't just do mediumship work.
And look, we don't usually do this kind of stuff on the Rule and Ryan Show. And the reason we have Heather here is because Heather reached out to producer Eric privately to say that for some reason, his mother, who passed away 21 years ago, has reached out to her.
On Saturday.
And she doesn't want to, she could tell him on the phone, but Eric didn't want to know on the phone.
Yeah, she wasn't asking to be on, but I thought. Well, you know, plus I was kind of a security cat. I was home alone while my daughter was sleeping. It was just me. You know what I mean? The stuff freaks me out.
Yeah.
Do you believe in this? Eric, do you believe in this?
I don't believe in it, but then I kind of believe. It's weird. I don't believe in it, but then I'm like.
Until maybe you hear something that makes you believe it?
But if there is a way, I mean, I know if I passed away, I'd love to be able to talk to my kids somehow and find somebody to get a message to them. So I'm kind of nervous.
Yeah, because for those that don't know, Eric lost his mom when he was 17. She died of cancer. And then your dad died not too many years after of cancer.
Later,
so both his parents have passed. So, Heather, do you want to just hear it now, Eric? You want to just
pull
the Band-Aid? Let's just go.
Yeah,
rip the Band-Aid off.
I've been able to concentrate all day. I'm just nervous because I don't know.
What is it you want to tell Eric?
Okay. So this actually happened when I was soaking in the bathtub. I know that's kind of freaky. But when I'm in a space where I can't multitask, taking a shower, blow drying my hair, that's when a lot of random information will come to me. And what was coming to me was, what opened it up was I was thinking about this month, October. It's National Anti-Bullying, Breast Cancer, and I try to give back money to charities each mm-hmm. month. And I think that's kind of the window that opened it up was the breast cancer awareness. And I do remember that you were going to be doing something, I think, in honor of your mom or some kind of charity event. And so she was showing me that you're going to be branding things. You're going to, like, take marketing and branding to another level, maybe affiliated with radio, but also outside of that. She says you have a lot of ideas, and you don't follow through on a lot of them. And she's asking that you'll keep them in either get a digital voice recorder or start keeping a spot, like a pad of paper. Because she wants you to go back to these things to look on them. She was also showing me a little boy. And at first I thought she was trying to show me you as a child. But I feel like this was your son. I don't know how old he is now, but the picture she was showing me was probably about 3 to 4 years old. She was making me feel like that's the vision that she has, that she feels like he resembles you, or he resembled you in this particular photo. It was a photograph. The other thing was she wanted to talk to you about finances. She said that, I don't know if you already have a financial planner or you know somebody who's a financial planner.
My wife.
Your wife's a financial planner?
CPA, okay. Financial planner.
She said, what she said was the financial planner. She said that you're going to shift things up a bit because what she's asking you to do is really step up the bar of what you're expecting and what you want. Okay, because I feel like there's that part of you that says, oh man, this would really be nice, but if I could just this. And she says, that's settling. She says you're going to step it up. You're going to get a little more comfortable, a little at a time. And I feel like over the next 3 years, financially, things are going to improve greatly for you. Don't worry about like what everybody says our economy is. And you're going to be guided to do some things differently than what you've done. She also was talking about the possibility of a second home.
Well, we do have a second place we put on the market. We're selling.
Okay. I feel like that's going to shift and change. This is going to be a second home, as in if you had a lake house, if you had a place in the country, if you had a condo at the beach.
Well, that'd be nice.
How much are you getting paid, Eric?
No kidding. Maybe
I'll have to get a marketing job to pay for that.
Well, no, that's the thing. I feel like something's going to come up that's outside of radio. Not that you're going to give radio up, but there's all these ideas that you have are going to pay off, okay? But you need to follow through on some of them. And she's saying that the more that you'll get connected with spirit, even God, the angels, mom and dad, okay, that you're going to start channeling a lot more information.
Because I'm not really a religious person. I'm kind of not against it.
More of a spiritual.
I just stay away.
Well, it's just about, so it doesn't even matter what you call it. You know, if you believe that there's one source and you believe in the afterlife, then you have to, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
If there's one source that was the creator of all things, just connect with that. Connect with the spirit within you and take it a little higher. I also was seeing the number 19. Now, this where it may have kind of filtered over into Phoenix as well, because I was seeing the number 19 in a circle. And then I also was seeing a like county road or county line. And I kind of felt like it said 35. And then I kept hearing the name Travis. Does that make sense to either one of y'all?
I mean, I grew up in the country. We had country roads. I think it's like 3514 or something was the county road that we lived on.
Okay, because I was trying to pick up on the numbers. Did something happen significantly at the age of 19 or on the 19th of a month that you can think of for either one of you? Because at that point in time, the other thing is that communication, I feel like communication is going to be taken to another level. And I don't mean radio. I feel like more personal communication, specifically in your relationships. And so I want you to pay attention to that, because your mom's saying that what she really loves about you and she's extremely proud of you, but one of the things that she loves about you is that you can balance your heart and your mind so well. You know what I mean? You don't have to be in one heavy, you know, like you can balance it really well, and that's going to work well for you in the future. And then I also saw a gentleman who was wearing this kind of hat, and I don't know how to describe or what the hat is called or how to describe it, but I could draw a picture for you in a little bit. I don't know if that makes sense to you, so I don't know if that would be.
Yeah, I'll just draw it because my dad always wore hats.
It's
yeah, that's what I thought of you. I remember you always said your dad wore hats.
And I just, because I saw a vision of him, he kind of was letting mom speak mostly, but he was just very tenderhearted. I feel like he had a very quiet strength about him. Like, you know, he was very strong, but it was a quiet strength. And if you needed something, you could go to him for anything, but he wasn't one that would probably just interrupt and intrude in someone's life.
And draw it for me late, during the break. I want to see that.
We are speaking to Heather Hildebrand. That's the voice of Heather Hildebrand you're listening to. If you're just tuning into the Rule and Ryan Show, 104.1 KRBE, she's talking to producer Eric, who lost his parents when he was younger. And she said that she wanted to contact him because they contacted her. And it's Eric's choice to do this on the radio. Heather could have told him this on the phone, but he didn't want to hear it on the phone. He wanted to hear it here. So that's what you're listening to.
Like, I don't know if I believe it or not, but it's just freaky knowing if she... If she could talk, why couldn't she talk to me?
I mean, you sound like...
I respect it.
You sound like a very sweet and genuine person. There are some, I'll be honest with you, some of them really piss me off, like that John Edwards, because you take people at their most vulnerable, their most wounded point. You know, like, I remember when my father passed away, and I remember some relatives saying stuff like that, and I'm like, really? I mean, it just... feels like you're kicking them when they're down because they're so willing to just, they want some kind of closure and they'll do anything they can to get it. And when somebody's profiting off of somebody's pain, to me, that is just despicable.
Mm-hmm. What, you wrote something real quick. You said you forgot to remind me.
There was something else that was real important. So do you get to see your son very often?
Like once a month.
Because what she was showing me is that all these times that you think about him, she was showing me you taking a jar, getting a decorative jar, and every time you have a thought about him when he's not with you, write it down and put it in a jar and fold it up. And then it's almost like you could give it to him for birthday or Christmas, and when he's not with you, he can just pull one of those thoughts out of the jar.
We have a douchebag jar in the office. Is that?
Like a new girl on Fox.
We got that.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, well, how do you feel, Eric? Does it make you feel weird?
I've been thinking about it because it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. So I've been thinking about her a lot this month.
And plus, you did that. You did Race for the Cure. You emceed it with Phoenix.
Yeah, we did some, the survivors going through, and I've been really sad. This month sucks.
You had that luncheon last Thursday?
Last Thursday, so I've been thinking about her a lot. So that's why when you called and left that message, it really freaked me out. I'm kind of confused. Maybe we could talk later, and we only have so much time.
Yeah.
Ask a few more questions.
I'd be glad to.
If there's a way to talk to her, it'd be amazing.
And if you have questions, you can ask me.
Yeah, I'd like to find out.
And you asked a question, Eric, why can't she talk to you? Because, Heather, I think that's an interesting question. Because why is it, if your loved ones have a message, why can't they just tell the loved one that they want to talk to?
They can.
How?
They can. The thing is, you just have to have an open heart. You have to be willing. You've got to understand that love doesn't die. The spirit doesn't die. So that relationship can still exist, just in a different form. You're not going to have it in the physical sense. So through hearing, seeing, feeling, and knowing, that's your clairs. Clairvoyance, claircognizance, clairaudience, and clairsentience.
But are some people just prone not to get it? Like when my father died, every single one of my family members had this beautiful dream about him. I've never gotten it. I've always wanted it. I've always wanted to. I'd be open to it, but it's not happening.
I understand. My mom's the same way. You know, after my dad passed, things just went like from 0 to 60 for me. And I was having a lot of experiences and my mom wasn't. And she'd say, whenever I have a dream, it's not like it's a real pleasant one. I don't feel like it's a visit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why is it you and not me? I don't really have those answers. But I can say that if your heart's open to the experience, it makes it much, even when people come to see me, if their heart's really open and receptive, the information flows a lot.
Well, could you do us a favor? I know we do Scoop next. Maybe you could... We have some phones filled. Maybe you could talk to a few people in another room.
Sure.
Because I know it takes a few minutes. And
we don't have enough time to get them on the air, but they are on hold. And
I would be glad to.
They want to have your
help. We could do a few people there. And maybe let's give out your website, too. I want to help you out. I mean, I know you didn't ask for it, but you're nice enough to come.
www.daysoffaith.com. You can also find me on Facebook at Heather Hildebrand. And I'd be glad to give a free reading to one of the listeners if you want.
So maybe after 9, we can give that away.
Okay.
Because the phones are filled right now. People have...
All right.
I want to talk to you. But,
well, that's really something.
I thank you for, calling me. And I just don't know if to believe it or not. I have to sit down and think. Nothing against you. I'm not trying to take shots at you. I totally respect it.
I'm sure you get that a lot, Heather. You're probably like, okay, and? You know what I mean?
No, it's not.
Two houses would be nice. And,
hey, honestly, I have no opinion either which way. My thing is just to follow through on what I feel like I'm guided. And then once they can do whatever they want.
Yeah, get the information out there. Gotcha. Okay, Heather Hildebrand, thank you very much for coming into the studio today to give Eric the information.
We have the phones full. She can't go to everybody because it takes a few times. Maybe two or three you could pick.
Yeah.
And then after
9 o'clock, maybe we can do some.
Yeah, we'll pick one, because you said it takes an hour and a half sometimes.
It doesn't take that long, but, when you're in a real hurry, it's kind of, you're trying to hurry and connect, so.
Okay.
Okay, well,
thank you so much
for those
coming.
That are on the phone, please hang on the line. Heather, we'll talk to you off the air. Again, thank you, Heather, for coming into the studio.
Yeah.
Coming up next,
I'm more depressed. That's supposed to be happening.
Well, maybe Heather can talk to you more off the air and help
you. What are you depressed about? You're getting a second house, dude.
That's true. Yeah, Ryan doesn't even have a house.
Your shoe umbrella idea is finally going to work, Eric.
My shoe umbrellas are coming.
The shoe umbrellas will be the big thing that you make money off of on Shark Tank.
That'll be rich.